It's about 6:30 by now.
6:45, show's over.
Time for the second half of Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle. That took a while.
Sorry, everybody.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah. I mean, I blame it on Kurt, but
yeah,
whatever.
Of course. It's his fault, clearly.
Yeah, obviously. What's up, Michelle?
I'm starving.
Yeah? You're cold?
I'm freezing.
You're hungry? You're going on a vacation tomorrow?
I'm going on vacation tomorrow.
Where are you going?
I'm doing a road trip.
With who?
I'm flying to Austin to meet my best friend from high school, her daughter, and her daughter's boyfriend, and we're all going to New Orleans together.
What are you guys going to do there?
Hang out. Do some voodoo.
Sounds fun. I hope I'm not one of your voodoo dolls.
What would give you that idea?
That means I am. Tomorrow's the big party.
I'm sad I'm going to miss the big party.
The big grand opening of the WFMU ground floor.
Which is sold out.
I will be there. Johnny Muller just told me he will be there.
He will be there? I'm so sad I'm going to miss it.
That's about all I know as of right now.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be some good times.
I'm wearing Spanx today.
You are.
You can tell? Oh my God, can you tell?
No, I didn't look.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I am.
What does it look like? Can I see them? I've never seen them before. It's like a slip.
A really tight slip. It's like I'm encased in a sausage.
Feels good, right?
It makes you sweat a lot.
Ew.
Yeah. It's a little sweaty. It's a little too hot for Spanx. But whatever, you know, a girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do.
She does.
Call us.
You really need to see that Larry David episode. I know you will.
I don't like that.
But
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic.
Whoa.
Is super highbrow.
Very, very sophisticated.
And it is who has a dumb face. For instance.
Ken station manager Ken's was good. Tori Spelling.
I have a theory about this. Steve Buscemi is one of mine, and Gary Busey.
It's an eye thing?
I have a theory that it's a bedroom eye thing. Bedroom
Those
eyes
aren't
make you look
bedroom
dumb.
Bedroom eyes, are they?
Droopy eye, sleepy eye, bedroom eye. That's what I. Yeah, bedroom eyes.
Bedroom eyes are sexy.
Well, they can be sexy. They're also dumb. Everyone I can think of who has a dumb face has bedroom eyes.
Does Arnold Schwarzenegger?
He does have a... Well, he has a dumb voice. He doesn't have a dumb face.
I think his face is dumb. Someone said Bruce Jenner, right?
I don't think his face is dumb.
With all that plastic surgery, you don't think he looks dumb?
I mean, he just has bad plastic surgery. Call us at 201...
What?
Was that my headphones? Yeah, that's my headphones. Of course. What's new? 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is who has a dumb face.
God, this show.
Sometimes when we're doing this show, do you think, what am I doing here?
No, because I just think I'm a girl who wants to have a good time.
On a Friday night.
And I feel like people are going to laugh.
You forgot on a Friday night.
I'm just a girl who wants to have a good time on a Friday night. I think people will think this is funny, and
we don't have any calls.
It's okay. 201-209-9368. Call now and you'll get through.
Because we don't have any other calls.
This topic's going to be great.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh.
Michelle.
My job.
Do you want to set the phone up? Oh, excuse me. Can you start over? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I want to talk about dumb faces with you guys.
Let's do this.
I think my roommate Zelly has one.
That's not nice.
Does she have bedroom eyes?
She has bedroom eyes, though.
Bathroom eyes?
What are bathroom eyes?
She has bathroom eyes.
What does that mean?
I don't know. She's always got her... Oh, that's me on the radio. I can hear it.
Oh, Jesus.
You gotta turn your radio down.
Should I turn it off?
Yeah.
Well, unless you want me to hang up.
Hold on.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Amateur hour.
Bad start.
Amateur hour.
You guys got me in deep water.
What?
You got me into deep water with Zoe.
Yeah, Zoe's going to be mad at you.
Zoe and her bathroom eyes.
What does that mean?
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Don't hang up.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I got two. One man, one woman. Okay, for women, Liza Minnelli.
Oh, see? Bedroom Eyes.
I think they're called something else.
Who's the man?
Kim Jong-un.
Does he have bedroom eyes?
No.
Oh, he's Asian. It's hard to tell. But it's true. Don't get mad at me. Michelle's shaking her head like I'm an awful human being.
Kim Jong-un.
Wow. Okay, have a good one.
Yep, take care.
Surge on the comments board, which you could find by going to wfmu.org and clicking on the playlist link, says George W. Bush. The marmot says Chris Christie.
No, his face is pretty dumb.
Bedroom Eyes.
I really don't think they're called Bedroom Eyes.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. It's Bennett.
Hi Bennett. We like your food bed photo.
Oh, isn't it great?
Yeah, that was great.
There's a whole photo shoot, actually. It was like a pizza porn. He had me move in every position, change the lighting.
Sexy.
Your roommate and you did this?
Yep, he did. His cousin's staying with us, and she hears this from the other room. She's like, what are you guys filming porn in there? I hear like, no, move over to the left. Better lighting. Hold the pizza up higher.
Hold the pizza up higher. All right, anyway, Bennett, who has a dumb face?
Well, you know, that's the thing. The samples you gave were, like, people. But then I thought of one. I thought porn stars having sex have dumb faces.
No, they have O faces.
They have what faces?
O faces.
O faces, yeah.
None of those girls are having
exaggerated.
Yeah, that was like that. I dated some dude who was a musician. He played guitar, and every time he was on stage playing guitar, it was the same face he made when he was having sex. Drove me crazy. Oh man, awful, gross.
The stupid rock star faces. Yeah, those are good too.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a dumb face.
Don't really have a dumb face, but that's because she's like been under the knife all the time. But
yeah,
like Bruce Jenner.
All right, Bennett, have a good one.
You too. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm going there.
Oh, cool. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Damn it. Right,
Michelle won't. Okay, bye.
I know. That sucks.
It does.
Bedroom eyes refers to a heavy-lidded or half-shut eye.
God, you were right. I hate it when you're right.
Sorry. But anyway, don't you think my theory is correct or no?
Yeah, but then that's the challenge of the show, I guess, is finding dumb faces that don't have those eyes. They must exist.
Maybe they don't. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Who has a dumb face?
Mickey O'Rourke.
Oh, Mickey Rourke?
Yeah.
Bedroom eyes. Every single one!
Okay, well that's...
Why is it bedroom eyes?
Because he has those eyelids that are like droopy and they cover half of his eyeball.
Yeah, his whole face is like...
Yeah, but that's because he messed it up with plastic surgery.
He was cool looking before.
Yeah, this show isn't about, like, who has bad plastic surgery.
But they have dumb faces now. Why can't they be a part of it?
I don't think it counts.
I do.
Fine.
I don't know. I guess they don't have mirrors. They leave the doctor's office.
All right, have a good one.
Later.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Who has a dumb face?
Are you Howard Stern and I'm Robin?
Duh. Do you want it to be the other way around?
No, I mean... I guess I can live with that.
Robin's a smart one.
I know. 201-209-9368.
Howard Stern is nothing without Robin.
Is Robin anything without Howard Stern?
No, that's why they're a team. What? But I just said I was nothing without you, too. Oh, my God. Are you going to cry?
No, I'm not going to cry over this. I have plenty of other things to cry about.
Oh.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's going on? You know how some dogs have that kind of like, hey guys, where are we going? Like, what's next kind of look on their face all the time?
Yeah.
I think Regis Philbin has that as a man.
Wait, that's kind of good. He kind of does.
Yeah.
Should we change the topic to people who have animal faces?
Nope.
But that's kind of good.
It can be incorporated.
All right, that's good. I kind of want to put you on the list, but I also feel like if that's going to be on the list, that's setting the bar very low for
the show. Got to reevaluate your whole topic.
Yeah. But I'll keep you in mind.
No offense.
What's your name? What's your name?
It's Kale.
Oh.
Kale, we sent out your swag today.
Not only did we send out your swag today, but I wrote you a special little note on your swag receipt, and we sent you the shirt that you won last week.
Aw, that's so sweet. I'm cleaning up.
Yep.
That's right. All right.
All right.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's me again. Hey, Zelly wants to talk. She's really upset. And she just wants to clear things up with you guys about her dumb face. Can you hold on?
Sure.
Yeah, we love holding on. Hi, Zoe.
Hey, so I just wanted to tell you guys that Daniel plays the guitar so much that his face is completely distorted. I have a really dumb face.
All right, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Fascinating. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, you know who has a dumb face?
Who?
Brendan Fraser.
Oh, yes. He's also just dumb. Do you think that contributes to it?
He has, like, this. He has all the handsome features. And then, I know, I'm going to a parking lot. Isn't that great? Anyway, he has all the handsome features, but they're kind of arranged like a kindergarten art project. No,
like Frankenstein. What's your name, sister?
What? My name? Amanda. Hi.
Onanda or Nanda?
Amanda.
Oh, Amanda. Like, Onanda? Onanda. I'm going to write down Onanda.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, obviously. All right, Onanda, listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt.
Oh, that's so funny.
Have a good one, Onanda.
Alright.
What the hell was that? You know what I did the other day? One of my designers sent me something that was like, yo, should I be doing this for the month of August? Is that cool? And I go, yeah, it's cool. You can start for the month of March, but do it going forward. And then I was like, March? Like, where did I get March from?
I don't know.
I thought we were in the month of March.
Yeah, you're all mixed up.
Is it because I'm getting old?
No.
How do you know?
Because you're only 22.
Give or take a few years. Cato Kaelin! Yeah. The guy from the OJ trial.
I know who Cato Kaelin is.
Sorry, it wasn't for you. It was for the rest of them.
That guy's face is stupid.
Yeah, that's on the list. Dale from the comments board, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. When that trial was happening, I watched it on TV every single day.
It was really weird when OJ was in the back of that Jeep.
That was awesome.
That was like the beginning of reality TV. People cite that
pretty much
as the beginning of reality TV.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Who has a dumb face?
He was in the backseat of the Jeep, flying down the highway with a gun in his hand. And he still got acquitted.
And then he moved to Miami, and I saw him once. At a grocery store.
And you're still
People
alive.
People were going up to him and shaking his hand. And I was like, hell no. Hell no. Oh, here's a good one. Mr. Johnny says Renee Zellweger. Is that how you say her name?
Yeah.
Zellweger?
Mm-hmm.
She has a dumb face.
Yeah, her face is dumb.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah. Hey, ladies. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
I'm going to go with the Love Boat's tattoo.
Aw.
Is that bad?
Yeah, kind of.
Wait, well, so is the question. So, I mean, different task, you know?
Touché. Touché, my friend. All right, you win.
This round.
All right,
that was good. All right, have a good one.
You too, bye.
So is the question.
What's for dinner?
I don't know. I just eat so many chips and olives, and I'm supposed to be back on my diet.
Why?
So that was all a bad idea.
You're not allowed to eat olives on your diet?
I'm not allowed to eat. Well, I guess
you must
I could
be able to eat olives. Probably not.
But I shouldn't have had those chips. Were they corn chips?
Mm-hmm.
I can have them if they're corn.
They are corn.
Oh, then I guess everything I ate was fine. But I ate a lot of salt. Means I'm going to be fat tomorrow for
the
party.
Why are you back on that?
Just because I haven't been feeling good. I'm not as strict, though. Like, before, I wouldn't have been able to eat any of that. But whatever. Donald Trump. Anna Nicole Smith. That's Robbins. Call us at 201-209-9368. Who has a dumb face? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, Pets.
Hey, Spike.
Donald Trump.
Someone just said him.
I think that was you. Was that you on the comments board, Spike?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was you.
We just read it.
Yeah, I just read it out loud.
Flounder face.
What?
He looks like a flounder face, Trump.
It's his little mouth, too. He has like a Tweety Bird mouth.
And it doesn't help that he has fake hair on top of it.
All right, Spike, have a good one.
Is this a new mic?
Milkus says Julia Roberts.
I like her face.
Didn't you love her when you were little?
I think she's pretty.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Rose McGowan.
Ugh. I hate her.
And I felt bad saying that a little because I know she did get in a car accident and she had to get all the plastic surgery.
That's why she got all the plastic surgery? Because of a car accident?
I mean, it's dumb before and after.
I did not know that that's why she got the plastic surgery. That's sad.
Well, I think it started it, but then she went...
I agree.
Like, extra extreme.
I think she went extreme. What's your name, sister?
Emily.
All right, Emily. Have a good one.
You too.
She used to be hot, Rose McGowan, didn't
she? I know. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hey, you know whose face makes me dead?
Who?
Quentin Tarantino.
Wait, why?
Because it's stupid. I don't like it.
Okay, cool. That's a good one. He has bedroom eyes. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye. What the hell?
Like, that was fun.
Oh my god. How are we gonna get through this hour?
It's almost over.
No, it's not. We still have 40 minutes.
Half over.
Oh, my God. Do we have a plan B?
I don't know. You think we need one?
I mean, yeah. Carl with a K says, you girls are old enough to remember the OJ trial? That was 94. Like, how old does he think we are?
People think we're young.
I mean, maybe me with my, like, high-pitched weird voice. Right?
I tried to talk really low at work this week because I thought it would keep me calm. It kind of worked, but it creeped people out, too. What? What's going on?
Oh, my God. I just got dissed.
What happened?
Ray says, Frangry has a really dumb face. Her eyes are close to her nose and make her look stupid.
You don't look stupid, and that's not nice.
My eyes are kind of close together, though, aren't they?
Not really. I feel like it's average.
Do I look dumb?
I don't think so.
Are you lying?
No, why?
You could tell me, you know, I can handle it.
I don't think you have a dumb face.
I think I look more bitchy than dumb.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
Wait, let me think about that. Yeah,
okay. Is that the word you were looking for? Call us at 201.
What is it, resting bitch face?
Yeah, resting bitch face. 201-209-9368. Who has a dumb face? Hi, you're on the radio.
Keep kicking
hey,
that.
Sorry. Hey, what's up?
I gotta say, I think Karl Rove has a pretty stupid face.
Yeah, his face is dumb.
He's dumb, too.
He's the type of person, if you didn't know who he was or how evil he was, and you just saw a picture of him, you'd be like, oh, that guy has to wear mittens all year long.
Wait, why?
He looks stupid.
Mittens.
No all right.
All right, have a good one.
You do.
Mean things about you?
Robin says Frangry has both resting and active bitch face.
Nice, Robin.
And then Croissant's answer is Gerard Depardieu, which might be the best answer we've gotten so far.
Yeah, his face.
So, croissant, you're on the list.
Croissant.
What? I was trying to say it right.
That was funny.
Did I say it right?
I think so. Say it again.
Croissant. Croissant.
Croissant.
Filet mignon. Call us at 201. You know, this show sucks, but we've been off the hook the whole time. Are you on your phone?
No.
What are you doing?
Playing with my ring.
Oh.
There's a whole stick of butter in a croissant, you know.
In one croissant? No. No. Come on.
Yep.
For real?
That's what I heard.
Who told you that?
That's what I tell
everyone. The internet?
That's what I tell everyone.
Did the internet tell you that?
I don't know who told me that. My own mind might have told me that.
201-209-9368. Who has a dumb face?
That can't be true.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hello, you're on the radio.
You look like a cadaver.
Who? Right. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hi, did anyone say Bruce Jenner?
Yes.
Yeah.
Too late.
Okay.
All right, have a good one. Dale says Harry Connick Jr.
No way.
Yeah.
I like that guy's face.
Really? I don't.
I do.
I'm adding it to Dale's list.
What about Lyle Lovett?
He was hot.
What?
Sorry.
What?
What? John Travolta. Vladimir Putin. Seriously, every single one of these has those eyes.
Maybe you're onto something.
I am totally right about this. It makes people look dumb. I'm right about this.
Okay.
201-209-9368. Who has a dumb face? Even saying that is, like, dumb. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, girls.
Hey, what's up? What's up, hot nerds?
You know, that guy that used to host this show before Michelle came around, he had a pretty dumb face.
That's not nice.
Hey, I'm not hating. I'm just stating.
All right, well, have a good one.
Love you.
You know, it's my anniversary on the show, like, this week or something.
July 6th.
Why didn't we celebrate?
It already happened. I don't know. I forgot. Two years,
just
huh?
Two?
It's only been two.
I thought it was only one.
No, you've done two marathons, bro. It's been 2 years.
I can't believe it's been 2 years.
2 years we've been together, you and I. Well, this is a big deal.
Okay, thank God.
This is a really big deal. You have a show on a hit radio station. A hit show on a hit radio station.
Okay, thank God. Because I thought my parents had a reason to be disappointed.
No, not at all. Phew. And you and I became pals.
We were pals before the
show. Now we're extra pals.
Okay, that's true.
Robin says, Mark Wahlberg and Tony Romo. Is that the football player guy?
I like Mark Wahlberg's face.
So hot. He does have bedroom eyes, though.
He doesn't.
Yes, he does. Mr. Tony Johnny Romo. Says Kanye West. Bedroom eyes.
He doesn't have bedroom eyes.
Chris
now you're
Farley.
Just telling every. Now
yes,
you're saying
he does.
Everybody.
He has those lids that are like this.
He doesn't have it that bad.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying he has them.
Chris Farley was funny.
I don't know that I was so into Chris Farley. Does that make me lame?
No. It doesn't make you lame.
Thank you, Michelle. Call us, or don't, because we're off the hook anyway, so we don't need you.
Don't do that.
Sorry. Hi, you're on the radio.
So ugly.
Oh, my God. I'm so ugly. Hi, you're on the radio. Who has a dumb face?
John Travolta. No, sorry. Jay Leno.
Oh. Oh.
That chin. Oh.
Did they say that yet?
No, but that's good. What's your name, mister?
Mike.
Mike, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour and you might win a free t-shirt.
That guy's face is
the worst.
On the phone.
What?
What?
How long do I gotta wait?
No, you just have to listen at the end of the hour.
Listen at like 6:57.
Oh, I can't come on and say who it is?
You just did.
What are you talking about? What's wrong with you?
You're on the air right now.
Oh, I didn't even hear it. I'm in the car and it's on.
I know, but it's delayed 7 seconds, so when we hang up, you'll be able to hear the rest. Plus, you can hear the archive. Okay, relax. Listen at 6:57. You might win a free t-shirt.
Yeah.
All right, have a good one.
You.
people get cray.
Okay, but it is exciting to hear your own voice on the radio.
It is?
Yeah. When I used to call before we were friends and you would hang up on me every time I called.
Mm-hmm. Did you used to play it back?
Yep.
Did you make it your ringtone?
No.
Why did I hang up on you?
Because you didn't like my dead baby joke.
What about the other time I hung up on you? Or did I only hang up on you once?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the real truth is anymore about a lot of stuff.
You know, it's whatever's your truth.
Is that what it is?
I heard someone say that today, the other day. Like, well, this is my truth. And I'm like, well, it's not true. So, I don't know. I guess you've got a problem. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is who has a dumb face. This is my truth.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio.
How about David Letterman?
No, he's kind of sexy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Exactly. Ladies love David Letterman.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
I really think you need a B and a C.
A B and a C?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Second half of the show.
What? Okay. Well, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the air.
What's up, lady? How are you?
What's up? Who has a dumb face?
I got Ralph Macchio.
Aw.
I got Scott Baio.
They all look alike.
I got Steve Harvey. Might as well throw Harvey Keitel into that.
Ooh. Aw. I don't mind his face.
Mr. Furley, Mr. Roper, and just about everybody else on Three's Company.
Three's Company?
Yeah.
The whole show? Even the brunette?
Even Chrissy?
Is that the brunette?
Chrissy's the blonde.
Suzanne Summers definitely has a dumb face.
Janet's definitely got a dumb face.
I don't think Janet's face is that dumb.
Dumb.
I like that you found a whole show that had all dumb faces. I appreciate the effort there.
No problem.
All right, well, have a good one, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, hello. I've got two of them for you.
Okay.
Am I on the radio now?
Yes, you are, my friend.
Okay, cool. All right, I think you have to agree with this. Sylvester Stallone?
Yes, absolutely.
And Hillary Clinton?
No.
Nope.
Okay, well, I got Sylvester anyway. Right?
Wait,
okay.
But listen, this is funny because my dad reminds me of Sylvester Stallone.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what it is about him, and there's something about him that reminds me of, and George Clooney, and I think they all have dumb faces.
I like Clooney's face.
He's hot, but he looks dumb.
I don't think he looks dumb.
Sylvester okay. Stallone is a good one, though. What's your name,
not
mister?
Not as good as Jay Leno.
My name's Tom.
What is it?
Tom.
Tom? Dude, is the phone high enough? Or is it my hearing?
I mean, it's up pretty high, but right. The phone's...
All right, Tom, listen at the end of the hour.
What? Okay, thank you.
I can't hear him.
What do you think that girl's name was before?
Onanda.
Hey, ladies, I got one for you. How about Carrot Top, the comedian?
Oh,
that's a good one.
Like a pie face that's waxed.
He is a mess.
What's your name, mister?
Pete.
What?
Pete.
Oh,
is it my hearing for real?
That one I didn't hear, so.
Oh. I read somewhere that Carrot Top is saying he does not have plastic surgery. He just wears a lot of makeup.
Yeah, okay.
I'm surprised that guy hasn't killed himself.
I'm sure, yeah. Everybody just looks
so
like
messed
that.
Up.
I know, but wouldn't you?
Yeah, I guess. I guess I'd kill myself if I was Carrot Top.
I think right. I would.
Me too. Have a good one, ladies.
All right, have a good one. Wait, maybe that's next week's topic.
What, would you kill yourself if you were Carrot Top?
No. Wait, how do you even pose the question?
If you were...
Wait. Who would you kill yourself if you were them?
Them.
Yeah. How do you even say that question?
Rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah. Perfect. Next week, Michelle is out.
Oh, yeah, I'm away.
So
I would kill myself if I was blank.
Oh, that works. Thank you, Michelle.
Welcome. My work here is done.
I'm going to be doing the show with Kelly Jones next week, which never happens. We always play a rerun, so I felt bad, so I decided.
That was big of you.
So hopefully it'll be fun.
Who's going to sit here? You.
I don't know. If she can man the board, she can. Or if she needs me to, I can. Whatever.
What's going to happen?
I can man the board.
Can you take a picture and send it to me?
Of me and Kelly Jones?
I don't know. I worry.
Do you just want to know where we're sitting?
I just want to know where I stand.
You want to know where we're sitting in the room?
So I know where I stand.
So what does it mean? Like, if I sit over there, then you're unnecessary?
I'm not sure yet.
I've manned the board before.
I know you have.
I mean, I can if I need to. I just don't want to.
I know. Yeah.
All right, anyway, so listen next week, guys. I'm sure it'll be funny. I mean, you know, not funnier than when Michelle's here. But funny-ish.
She's hilarious.
Yeah, so. She's hilarious. Call us at 201-209-9368. Who has a dumb face? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I got somebody. Zach Galifianakis from The Hangover.
He's cute.
Yeah, he's kind of sexy in a weird way.
Sexy in a weird way?
There's something hot about him.
He's funny.
What's hot about him? The beard or the shaved head?
I guess the sense of humor.
What?
The sense of humor.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The sense of humor.
Oh, yeah, he is funny, I guess.
Right, okay.
But then again, I'm funny. I don't have a dumb
Yeah, you're hilarious. Hilarious. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. New caller. How are you?
Yay.
Welcome.
It's a great show.
Thank you.
Having a blast listening to you guys.
Good.
Can you talk louder?
Talk louder?
Yes.
Yes. My name is Stevie D.
All right, Stevie D, welcome to Shut Up Weirdo. Who has a dumb face?
You know who does? She's that lady who's kind of I think she says she's a lawyer, Nancy Grace.
Oh, that crazy chick on that show?
She's nuts.
Yeah, she's always, like, kind of angry looking, kind of.
She kind of looks like a bird.
Kind of like, I'm a lawyer.
Kind of like, I'm a lawyer.
I almost spit my drink out. All right.
Oh, yeah. She's got a stupid face. And the other one is the other lady on the news channel, Greta Van Susteren.
I don't know her, but a lot of those newscasters have really weird faces.
How come you're only hating on the ladies, Stevie D?
Not the ladies, not the ladies. Just, you know, I heard a lot of men, and I agreed with them, and I couldn't think of anybody else.
Well, it's true that most calls have been men, so I'll accept it. All right, thanks, Stevie D. We hope to hear from you again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
El Ciego Maravilloso de nuevo.
Hi, Orlando. Who has a dumb face?
Good. I see that nothing has disturbed the girl logic in my absence. And I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you all a question. What constitutes a dumb face?
I don't know. I guess that's up to interpretation.
Well, no. I mean, seriously, if you have a whole topic about dumb faces, I want to know what makes a face dumb. Because obviously, I'm asking for a good reason. I mean, you know, I know when a face doesn't feel good to me. But I don't know how to gauge intelligence.
Well, the point of the topic was that it's up to interpretation. But as you've heard, I have a theory that bedroom eyes make a dumb face.
Why?
Because they just look dumb.
It's really hard to say. It's
yeah, I don't know how to explain it.
It's a feeling. It's intude. Intude, right?
It's just a sensation.
It's just a feeling.
Others to the bedroom are dumb?
Wrong.
I'm trying to understand here.
Well, I don't know how to explain it.
Well,
heavy-lidded. Frank Reed thinks that heavy-lidded eyes.
Yeah.
Droopy eyes.
It's like droopy eyelids.
Contribute to a dumb-looking face.
Yes.
Now, when you say a dumb-looking face,
do you mean
the person is stupid?
No.
No, I mean they look stupid. That's why it's who has a dumb face, not who is dumb.
Very superficial.
All right, Orlando, thanks for calling. Have a good one. I can't. Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Jimmy Kimmel has a dumb face.
No, I like him.
No, it's just really smug and dumb, and I hate his sense of humor.
I kind of do, too.
It's not as bad as Jay Leno.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. All right, have a good one.
Thank you.
Was she drunk?
Maybe high.
She was on something, right?
I hope so.
She took a few Xanax today.
Lucky.
Keanu Reeves.
No way. He has a hot face.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, Frangry. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
That's good. Hey, congratulations on your anniversary.
Thank you.
Do you guys know who this is?
No.
No.
Bop.
You sound really weird.
You sound so different.
On a house phone. So whoa, my pick lucky would be Paris Hilton.
Ugh, she's the pits.
With the wonky eye.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
She's nasty. Right,
nobody touched on it. Well, have a great time in New Orleans.
Thank you.
Bop, are you coming to the party tomorrow?
I can't. My band has a gig.
Oh, that sucks. All right.
No, it's good for me.
That's cool.
Sucks for me.
All right, you guys take care.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Bye.
He sounds so different on a normal phone. That was weird.
Cool. Nah, my band has a gig. It's cool.
You like that?
I think he's cool.
He is cool. He has cool kids, yeah, too. Yeah. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is who has a dumb face. This might possibly be the dumbest topic we've ever done.
I don't think so, unfortunately.
And we've been off the hook the entire hour.
Somewhere you gotta have dumb topics.
But this is really bad. But I mean, this one isn't funny even funny.
But it's still a funny show.
Well, that's because you and I are pros. I mean, we are just so talented. I was going to say talentful. I'm not even kidding you. I think there's something wrong with my brain, for real.
Maybe you haven't eaten enough cheese today.
You know, I got a blood test like a few weeks ago, and they told me that I was hypoglycemic. What does that mean?
It means you have to watch your sugar intakes.
Because I have so much
and
sugar.
And wasn't I saying this about you the other day?
Why? What was I having?
Something was happening, and I said, I think you have too much sugar in your diet. We had a discussion about it on the air.
But I don't, like, what do I have that has sugar in it?
You just need to be very careful.
Do you think it's messing with my brain?
Yeah.
No, come on, for
I
real?
I think it's doesn't it eat your brain?
I don't, you're freaking me out right now. Are you serious?
Yeah, I think.
No, you're messing with me.
Yeah, I am. It's not eating your brain, dummy.
Okay, good.
Just watch your diet.
But right. It was when I was eating all those baked goods, wasn't it?
Wasn't it? All those cookies.
All those cookies last week?
Yup.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Danny D. says Woody Harrelson has a dumb face.
Someone else said that, and I have to disagree with you completely.
Listener David says Mike Tyson has a dumb face.
His face is
it's so dumb, but he'll eat it off. He'll eat yours off, so we're not going
I'm not
there.
Saying anything bad about that man, because he will... Do horrible
Hi,
things.
Hi, you're on the
me.
Radio.
Oh, wow. What a hateful topic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Is it 2 years, Michelle?
I know. I didn't know it was 2 years.
2 years, Michelle.
Well.
Good times.
Time flies.
Mm-hmm. Kelly Jones next week?
That's right.
Oh, I'd be scared if I were you, Michelle. She's a killer.
She is a killer.
She's really good.
I'm not scared, though.
But, you know, since you were hating on the carrot top and the gingers in general, I'm going to turn this around a little bit. And it's just like, okay, you want to get some real hate face going on? Go to any Walmart. Or as my friend calls them, a pig mart.
That's mean.
You look for the most inbred, bottle blonde, fat, overweight, butt crack, bikini brief sticking out of the top of the pants. And you will see a face on top of that, dumber than dumb with no bedroom eyes. Just fish eyes. Glass.
Mean.
And you know what? You want to talk about a real face? A real face of dumb is Chelsea Clinton 1.0 before the surgery.
She had surgery?
She fish lips.
She was just a kid back
no chin,
then.
And she does not have bedroom eyes.
She totally has bedroom
Wait a
eyes.
Minute,
she
had,
are you kidding me?
She had surgery.
I'm Googling her right now.
Did she really have surgery? I just think people remember her at her I just think people remember her at her awkward period.
Okay, maybe she doesn't have bedroom eyes.
Where she looked exactly like her father, Webb Hubble.
Okay, fine. She doesn't have bedroom eyes.
Did she really have plastic surgery?
She does have a dumb face, though.
I don't mind her face.
But I would like to just say that the whole Walmart situation that just happened right now.
Mean.
It was like above and beyond the meanest call we've ever gotten.
Oh,
and
mean.
I loved it.
Wasn't that the whole idea? The meanest topic you've ever done?
This isn't the meanest topic.
Oh my god, it was so good. The butt crack. What was it?
I feel bad saying normal people have ugly faces.
Yeah, it's funny. You can hate on celebrities all you want. I mean, that's part of their job.
But if you want to see ugly and dumb, go to PigMart.
All right. Chris from Brooklyn, thanks for calling. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
What up? Just to back you guys up, I dated this chick with bedroom eyes, and she was so stupid. So I think bedroom eyes equals dumb face.
Listen, the dumbest face in the world is that chick, Adrina Pat... What's her name? Does anyone know who I'm talking about? Adrina Patridge. She was on, like, The Hills or one of those reality shows.
She has big fake...
And she has the worst bedroom eyes on the planet. It's like, sometimes you're like, are her eyes open? Because I don't know. She has the dumbest face on the planet. I swear. Google her. Everyone Google her right now.
No, don't let her get more hits.
What do I care how many hits she gets?
Why are people like that famous? She's famous for what? Being on The Hills?
Yeah. She was hot. I guess that's why she was famous.
That's not fair.
It's not fair that she's hot, or it's not fair that she's famous for being hot?
Both.
Maybe she's famous for having a dumb face.
Maybe. She also has a dumb... And then she has that mouth that you can't close, so her teeth are always showing. I kind of have that, actually, huh?
No,
all
right, have a good one. Thank you.
All right, bye.
You don't.
Dumbest face. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. PW Cream.
Hey, Pete. What's up?
Hey, Pete. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Pretty good.
I got a couple. Forgive me if they've been said, but Mike Tyson.
Yep. Someone just said it.
Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, but he's so cool.
Yeah, I know. That's a mean one. Mike Myers standing next to Kanye West as he says George Bush hates black people.
That's a good one, actually.
He did make a really weird face.
I mean,
when that
what else? Yeah, anyone would.
That was like, awesome.
I'm going to Google it.
Brazilian soccer fans.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, have a good one.
You too. That was crazy when that happened. That was kind of awesome.
I'm Googling to see the face. Call us at 201-209-9368. I have an ad. Ready? Okay, it's over.
Oh.
Okay, go.
Okay, wait.
Wait, it sounds awful. You can't hear him talking. You can't hear him. Are you DJing now?
Yeah, put the needle on the record, baby. Up next.
All right, enough.
It's just showing off my skills.
I have it on mute, but I'm going to continue watching.
Last week...
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have one. Dr. Phil and Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, that guy.
Bedroom eyes.
Yeah, their faces are dumb. Thanks for calling, lady.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one, sister. Oh, Madman says Mr. Bean.
He's cute, though.
Donatella Versace.
Oh, yeah. Hot mess.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, you guys are doing good. I called to get food today.
Yeah, we're always like this. What can we say? It's a popular show.
I hear you. I got one for you here. Glenn Close.
I kind of like her face.
She's kind of badass.
Don't you think she has a resemblance to President Bush, George Bush, a little bit, though?
Huh.
They're like all close to her nose.
A little bit.
Little inward.
They have the same nostrils.
She's a smart man's, yeah. George Bush.
There is a resemblance there.
The smart lesbian's.
I like her, though.
All right, mister. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Ryan Gray and Michelle. This is Bob and Eileen calling.
Hi. Hello. Bob and Eileen.
Hi. We have two for you. I have one is Steve Buscemi, you know, from Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, totally.
He has those real sleepy eyes.
Sleepy
mm-hmm.
eyes. You know, Steve Buscemi. I think I'm pronouncing his
name. Yes, you are. I already said. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, him and then another one. I love his movies, but Woody Allen.
Yeah, he's
oh,
kind
he
of
really
got a dumb
actually
face.
Does. Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah.
The movies are great, but.
I hate him.
The best of them.
I don't like anything about him.
You don't like anything about him?
I hate his movies, and I hate him.
I understand why. But his movies are good.
All right, Bob and Eileen. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome,
Bob. Bob and Eileen.
Oh, yeah, that.
You remember now?
Didn't Steve Buscemi hit on you once on a train or something?
On the F train.
Tell me the story.
I was coming from David's bridal.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing there?
Getting a bridesmaid's dress.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on the platform and he kept looking at me and I was like, who's that weird, ugly dude? And then I realized, oh shiz, that's Steve Buscemi. And then we got inside the car when the train came and he sat like a foot away from me and just kept looking at me and looking at me and looking at me. And he said hi, and then my stop came and I got off. I didn't say a word. He was so gross in real life.
He's cool, though.
Yeah, he's totally cool.
And he's a big supporter of the arts.
Isn't he also married?
I don't know. Probably. Why wouldn't he be?
Should I have, like, gone on a date with him?
You'd be living comfortable.
Yeah, no thanks.
He's probably married. Men that age should be married.
Wait, why?
I just think when a man gets to a certain age, it's time for him to settle down.
What's the age?
I'll tell 40? You after the show.
40-ish?
Yeah, sure, 40-ish works.
201-209-9368. Geraldo says Jared Leto, bedroom eyes.
Jared Leto's hot. I just rewatched My So-Called Life. That Jordan Catalano.
Oh, that's the best show. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, Ted.
Hi.
Ted.
Hi. I wasn't going to get through today. but I have a couple. Although, like, I was going to go with Jay Leno, but somebody took that one already. So, my fault for not calling in early. Okay, so you ready?
Yes.
John Heder.
Who?
Who?
The guy from Napoleon Dynamite. The guy that plays
Yeah, I hate that guy.
Everyone loved that movie.
I hate that movie.
I didn't get it.
It's not funny.
Why did everyone think it was
so
funny?
It's so stupid.
Wait, he's got the eye thing, and he also has, like, the big teeth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's got the eyes and the teeth. The combo is, like, extra dumb.
And then the other one I was going to say was Gretchen Carlson.
Who?
She's one of the reporters. She's got a really small head and then big hair, and it looks like it's almost like a helmet, like, you know, and I'm sorry, I don't want to be cruel, but, like, on people that, you know, have development issues and, you know, bang their heads, you know, it's horrible.
I think I actually know who you're talking about. He has, like, really tiny, beady eyes.
Yes, she's usually, like, I think it's Fox and Friends, and she's usually, like, in the middle of the
Oh, people. I'm thinking of someone else, then.
And she's, like really, like, not platinum blonde, but, like, really, like, blonde hair.
We'll look it up.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, so what about Robin Williams?
Oh, I hate that guy.
He's got a pretty dumb face.
His face is the pits.
I hate him, too. What about Gilbert Gottfried? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty dumb.
He's dumb, too.
All right, have a good one.
All right, thank you.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Jim, first time, listen.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, how's it going? At the fear of making your show highbrow, have you guys ever gotten a look at Senator Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader? He kind of looks like a turtle. I think he's something.
I'm Googling it. Oh, poor thing.
Let me see him.
Oh, I feel bad for him. Oh, my God, look at that photo. Oh, my God.
Oh, that guy.
Wow, he really does look like a turtle.
He does. I can't take credit for that. My wife said it. Because we were driving down, and she's like, you know, Mitch McConnell has a dumb face. And I'm like, which guy is he?
Oh,
well,
poor
I Googled
thing.
It. And he looks like a turtle.
Yeah, and then when you Google his name, one of the options, like, you know how Google's like, do you mean 1984? Tortoise? Turtle?
Okay.
That's pretty good. All right, thanks for calling.
Tell your wife she's
lady.
Smart.
Six
yeah,
lady.
Have a good one.
You're a lucky man.
That's nice, Michelle.
It's true.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, how about a couple names for you? Rodney Dangerfield?
Yes.
How about Charlie Callis?
No idea who that is.
The
and the guy that played with on Young Frankenstein, Marty Feldman.
Don't know who that is either.
With his eyes.
Sounds dumb, though.
When he says about the brain, abnormal.
All right, have a good one. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is who has a dumb face? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I got one. Gary Busey?
Yeah.
Did you say that already?
Yeah.
Okay, I got another one. Greg Gutfeld?
Who's that?
He is one of the... Yeah, he's on Fox News, so surprised. He looks like... he's got like a twisted face, like his jaw. It's also his eyes. I don't know. If you like Google Image Search, he used to be on that show, The Five. I don't know if that's still on. Also a show called Red Eye. It just looks like a TV, like, bro.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. For my mom, she has Vin Diesel for the winner for, what are you saying?
Who has a dumb face?
You what?
My mom is saying Vin Diesel for dumb face and bedroom eyes.
She's right.
He is the dumbest.
He is the dumbest, she's saying.
What's mom's name?
My mom's name is Jean.
Tell her she's on the list and she might win a free t-shirt.
She says you might win a free t-shirt, Mom.
Listen at the end of the hour, which is in the next 3 minutes. Have a good one.
Right. You too, bye.
Oh, wait, I love it that a mom and a daughter were listening together to our show.
Uh-oh, I just broke something.
What did you break?
I don't know. I just broke.
How did you break it?
I don't know. I lit up a light that's never, ever lit.
Which one?
I'm just going to ignore it. Okay, I'm just going to ignore it. Because I don't know what else to do. I think it's on hold.
Try answering one.
Hello, you're on the radio?
Hi, Michael Bloomberg.
Michael Bloomberg?
Yeah.
He kind of looks like a turtle, too.
Yeah.
All right, have a good one.
Okay, you too.
We need to finish up soon.
Hi, you're on the radio. Okay. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio? Did I break the phone? Oh, my God, I did break the phone.
Dump all the lines.
Hi, you're on the radio?
Hi, first-time caller. Jesus. I want to say, I was thinking about your bedroom eyes as far as, like, dumb face.
Yeah.
I thought of Sean Penn, obviously.
Bedroom eyes.
Everyone said it.
Hot.
Going back there.
Still?
And also, the whole idea is that maybe they're just high. Those eyes.
Maybe all the people who have dumb faces are just stoned?
Yeah, something like that. Or obviously, it's apparent that
I guess
are.
I didn't think of that.
And, well, I guess it's Sean Penn for other reasons, I suppose.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you.
Who wins?
We out of time?
Yeah.
All right, we've got Mike with Jay Leno, Pete with Carrot Top, or Gene with Vin Diesel.
I hate Jay Leno so much.
Should it be Jay Leno?
I hate Jay Leno, but Carrot Top's a good one, too, so I don't know.
I think I hate Carrot Top more than I hate Jay Leno.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel bad for
Have you looked at Carrot Top's
face?
But
I feel bad for him. I don't feel bad for
What about Vin Diesel?
I don't even want to acknowledge him. Because he's like so rude.
Billy Jim, who has the dumbest face? Jay Leno, Carrot Top, or Vin Diesel?
Carrot Top.
All right.
Carrot Top.
Carrot Top it is for the win.
Pete, you're the winner. Email me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org. See y'all tomorrow at the grand opening party.
You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at wfmu.org. Stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Jam.
Jam.